Do you ever wake up and instantly feel the weight of guilt and shame over something you did yesterday? The Bible makes it clear that you don't have to start your day carrying the heaviness of regret from what happened yesterday, or the day before that, or the day before that. You can step into today and every day knowing that God's enduring love and faithfulness don't depend on your goodness. God is good when we are not. He is faithful when we are not. He is loving when we are not. No matter what happened yesterday, you can begin again with God today. Wouldn't you like a fresh start? I'm about to read one of my favorite passages from Scripture, and it supports this wonderful declaration of truth. God gives me new mercies every morning. If you come clean before God and say, God, I am sorry. What I did was wrong. Have mercy on me and forgive me. He will extend mercy every single time. He will forgive you if you confess because of His loving kindness and grace. He keeps no record of wrongs. God's mercies are new every morning. So we don't have to live with regret. If you want to learn how to begin again, then stay with me because we're going to discuss how to overcome feelings of guilt and shame, the significance of God's mercy in our lives, and the power of faith to bring hope and renewal. I'm also going to share the secret to praising God for His mercy and grace, even when you don't feel like you have it in you to praise God. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant. Thank you for being here. I am honored that you've invited me into your world for a few minutes as we learn to believe and speak truth from the Bible. Your tongue has the power of life and death, and I'm here to empower your tongue with truth. I hope you'll join me in speaking life as we focus on the promise in Lamentations 3:19 through 23 that will encourage those of us who ruminate on things we'd rather forget. I'll read from the New International Version. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I love how this Bible passage takes us from downcast to uplifted if we can remember not to forget this truth. God gives me new mercies every morning. Will you say that with me? God gives me new mercies every morning. That means today, right now, you can trust God to keep His word, to give you mercy, to grant mercy. I am a big fan of blueletterbible.org. I visit the site whenever I want to look up a word like compassions in the original language. Do you know what Lamentations 3:22 means by saying that the Lord's compassions never fail? The Hebrew word racham, translated as compassions, means to love. Love deeply, have mercy, be compassionate, have tender affection, have compassion. In the context of this verse, the word mercies makes more sense than compassions, even tender mercies. That's why I worded our declaration to say that God gives me new mercies every morning. If you have been burdened by regret over things you did or said, you need to remember that promise. You also need to take action. If your soul is downcast because of sins that you've committed and you want to be uplifted, like the author of Lamentations, then tell God you're sorry and ask for forgiveness. Overcoming feelings of guilt and shame begins with a proper confession. Before you drift off to sleep tonight, confess any sinful thoughts, words, or deeds that you were responsible for committing today. I like to keep short accounts with God. I might make it through an entire day without doing or saying something I later regret, but it's still a great practice to ask God to search your heart and hold you accountable to come clean by the end of each day. I highly recommend memorizing 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Overcoming feelings of guilt and shame begins with a proper confession, but it's also important for you to trust God to purify you from all unrighteousness. God sent His Son Jesus to pay the penalty for our sins, to reconcile us to God. Now, if you at some point in your life trusted Jesus to save you from your sins, then you have been washed clean of guilt and shame. You can start fresh with a clean slate tomorrow morning and every morning. Before you lift your head up from your pillow tomorrow, thank God for His loving compassions. Maybe even declare this truth before you say anything else. God gives me new mercies every morning. I'm not saying that you won't suffer consequences if you have made wrong choices, but God promised to cleanse you, purify you, make you new. That's what's so amazing about God's grace. We are not defined by the mistakes we made, but by our Creator, who will forgive us and purify us when we confess our sins to Him. God is famous for His mercy and grace. Grace is getting favor and blessings we don't deserve. Mercy is not getting the punishment we do deserve. I long for you to walk in freedom, no longer downcast, but uplifted. If this message has encouraged you so far, would you please tap or click on the like button and also share it with a friend? Subscribe as well, and don't forget the notification bell. Thank you. When my daughter was in third grade, her teacher had a system designed to keep students on the straight and narrow. Rows and columns of clear plastic pouches hung on the classroom wall, and each pouch was conspicuously labeled with a student's first name and held 4 colored cards. Every Monday morning, each pouch displayed a green card. Green is good, but if a student crossed the line in any way, that green card was moved to the back of the pouch to expose a yellow card. Now, anyone entering the classroom could see at a glance which kiddos had misbehaved. If a child strayed from the classroom rules a second time, the yellow card was moved to the back, and a red card shouted from the wall that this child had run out of warnings. One more infraction would expose a purple card, which meant the naughty third grader would be sent to the principal's office without delay. I volunteered in my daughter's classroom every Wednesday, hump day, right? And my daughter's pouch was already purple almost every single week. Now, my daughter wasn't a bad kid. She just had a hard time sitting still and staying quiet. She was brilliant and bossy and drove her teacher crazy. Even though new mercies in the form of green cards were only extended on Monday mornings, God's mercies are new every morning. Thankfully, my daughter's childlike faith in God kept her from losing hope and labeling herself as naughty or bad. She knew that a purple card didn't make God love her any less, and a green card didn't make him love her anymore. If you want to be washed clean, made green, so to speak, given that fresh start, then make it a habit to tell God you're sorry and ask for forgiveness. Overcoming feelings of guilt and shame begins with a proper confession. God has promised to separate you from your sins as far as the east is from the west. So once you confess, please trust God to purify you from all unrighteousness. He will do it. He will, because he promised as much in 1 John 1:9. Memorize it so that you don't forget it. Your faith in God has the power to bring hope and renewal. Our God is a God of mercy and grace. He lavishes his love on us. The next time you're tempted to remember your affliction and your wandering, the bitterness and the gall, call this to mind. Just like the author of Lamentations 3, God gives me new mercies every morning. My friend, if your soul is downcast and you're having a hard time calling to mind the things of God that will bring you hope, then you need to know the secret to praising God for his mercy and grace, even when you don't have it in you. And I'm going to share that secret right after I pray. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the promise and the model that we have in Lamentations 3, that rather than ruminating and remembering all of that bad stuff, Father, we can call this to mind and have hope. Because of your mercy, we are not consumed because of your love, your grace, Father. You extend us compassion, tender, loving mercy. All we have to do is confess. God, that's all we have to do. Once we've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, Lord God, you have washed us clean. He finished the work on the cross and was risen from the dead to give us new life, to make us new creations. And we have that hope in you. So help us, Lord, to keep short accounts. Maybe pray the prayer in Psalm 139 to have you search us and know anything in us that is displeasing to you so that we can confess it right then and there and start each day knowing, Father, that we are new creatures because of Christ, blameless, spotless, and holy because of your goodness and grace, not because of our own. And so we thank you for doing all of this through your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name we ask even now to cleanse us, to purify us, and to help us stop regret. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I used to be a worship leader, which meant that I had to stand in front of a congregation and sing praises to God, whether I felt like it or not. What I learned from that experience is that when I begin to sing and praise and get into the uplifting music, I actually do start to feel different. I do want to praise God. I recorded an album several years ago called Confession, and it has a medley that always uplifts me. It's the lyrics, it's the beat, it's the melody, and I'm going to put a link in the description, and I hope that you'll listen and let it lift you up. Now, I would love to hear what praise songs you put on to lift you up when your soul is downcast. So please leave me a comment. And again, don't forget to like, subscribe, and click or tap the notification bell so that you don't miss any episodes. Now, if you would like to hear more about God's mercy, then I recommend watching Why Hardship Might Not Mean You've Been Bad. Just click the watch next to your right, and when you wake up tomorrow, remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.